This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 44% of us have $1,000 of savings on hand in case of emergency. That's from a new survey from Bankrate.com. The savings rate, which went up earlier in pandemic, has been falling for months now. Marketplace's Justin Ho has details.
Many people were able to stash money away early in the pandemic because they were getting government relief aid, and that's no longer available, says Gregory Dacko, chief economist at EY Parthenon.
We have not seen any more rounds of checks being mailed out to families. We have not seen any renewal in the expanded unemployment benefits.
And even though the labor market is stronger now, many lost their jobs in the last couple of years and have had to find new ones. That can make it difficult to save money, says Greg McBride at Bankrate.com.
It takes time to rebuild that emergency savings that may have been burned through during a period of unemployment or reduced work hours.
The Bankrate survey found that some people say they'd have to borrow to cover a big emergency expense.
20% said they would need to use a credit card and pay it off over time. 10% said they would have to borrow from family members or friends.
And nearly half of respondents said that higher prices are causing them to save less. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.